Okay, we're on, Amy. Isn't that cool?
Hello, good morning.
I'm glad you're here, and you've got a great show planned. You thought about this and shared it with me, and so tell everyone what you're going to talk about today, because you've I'm more conscious of things that you've shared with us before.
I mean, I thought about it after my angels just delivered it.
That's nice.
It was sort of kind of like, I feel like more of it was an epiphany, and I went, that's it. That's what this week's show is about. That's what I'm talking about. And this is exactly what I have questions to. And, also, we've been talking so much about, like, you know, leaving a legacy within our family or parents and our children, but this is also, I wanted to talk about a legacy of truth. And what I mean by that is, we all go through stages where our trust is broken, whether it be heartbreak or jobs or just, you know, individuals in our lives, family members, friends. At some point in time, I feel like we've all experienced, or we will experience, a trust being broken and having to learn forgiveness and learn how to trust again, rather than even being that same person or other people in similar areas or environments. I mean, like even traveling, learning to trust in traveling in different countries and a different culture and different, all of that. And I was driving the other day and it just hit me that I still have trust issues. And I'm not saying I'm blaming them on my ex. It's just from my life experiences, from my marriage, from my relationships, not only from my ex, even from previous. Trusting my kids now that they're teenagers. There's all these factors that I sit here and go, why do I have such a hard time trusting this or trusting that? Why don't I? And it came to me that there are things that I have to do myself to trust, to build up that trust within me. And I have to recognize that. And that was like my epiphany. And I think Taria touched base with it. I'm like, there's some things that I have to do to rebuild the trust within my own self that I'm like, you know what, today, this is what's going to happen. And if I do that, then I show myself that I can also believe in me that I said I was going to do something. I acted on it, produced it, delivered it. And therefore it was like, okay, it happened. I said I was going to do it. I can trust in my own self and in my own actions to instill trust back in my life. The other part B, and then I want your input, Tari, is it also made me reflect of I'm out and about. I was at the cleaners. I had to go to a couple banks, just running my monthly, biweekly errands. And it hit me at the same time of who I encounter, they're also trusting me. Like you're at the grocery store and someone says, yeah, go ahead, cut in line. You know, you're trusting that person that they're just doing something nice, they're paying it forward. You know, they could tell maybe you were in a hurry, or they could tell you only had two items, they had a whole basket full. I've done that where I'm sitting here going, I'm going to be here for 10 years, go. You know, you have five things that you're holding, get out of here and keep your day going. And we trust people that's like a good act versus someone saying, hey, go ahead, get in front of me. And they get in front of you, and then all of a sudden 10 minutes later you realize they've taken up 10 minutes of your time and now you're upset because you go into, and I've seen it happen going, you know, well, I let you cut in. And it's like this entitlement that you allowed them to do something. So it was this reflection of what we have as human beings also in this universe to that our own actions and what we do also helps instill trust in other people. Like someone doing something nice will instill that I can still believe in people in the world. If I'm traveling and knowing that I could go and people are nice and friendly and helpful and give you directions or give you suggestions of places to visit, you know, tourist sites, those are all things that help build that my trust in people, even though I might have been disappointed in one person or an area or, you know, congregation, church, school, that all those people play a role in instilling faith in me. We've talked about me on online dating, so this is going to be the one that sort of kind of wraps it up a little bit, and that you hear all these stories of online dating, people posting pictures that aren't them, or catfishing, or the scams. I mean, it happens in so many aspects, not just online dating. I mean, you can come across meeting somebody and, you know, think you know them and turn around and they were fraud. So I get all that. But it also was that where so much trust goes into, like, when you're meeting someone that you've never met in person. And so many conversations, and you want to think that you're real, they're real, what they're saying is truth. And then when they start acting out on it of, I'm going to call you, just a simple, I'm going to call you, it dawns on me of how that instills trust of, wow, I can actually believe that this man is a man of his word. And then it also the reflection of, yeah, I'm going to be available that evening. And it takes me and my actions to make sure I'm available that evening, because he's trusting me that he's going to set aside time to call me, and I said I was going to be available. And if I wasn't available, then that would probably shake in his faith that he could trust that what my word is. So it really, that's really been the epiphany. And so that's where I wanted to talk, like, the legacy of truth. And it sort of does tie back into, as a parent, as a friend, as a family member, sister, you know, sibling, daughter, of how important our word is and our actions are, not just within our, to ourselves, but those around us. And not just our family. I know that was
okay.
A lot.
Okay. That's a lot, and it's okay. You're quite a little talker, and I love that about you, and I know others do as well. She cares a lot, folks that are listening now or listening later. I love you for that. So, truth. Because when you walk out, when you wake up in bed, and get out of bed, and you, let's say, you go to the grocery store, and somebody lets you cut in line, and I'm not gonna use that because that's pretty boring, right? You know, because we do that and we pay it forward. So you're talking to, I've done online dating. I love it, love it, love it, love it. I love meeting people in the grocery store. You know, I love meeting people everywhere. But you know, I've been doing coaching for a long time, so I think that makes a difference too. So when you're online dating, I told you this. Listen, the Amy was a big day. I will call it like my grandma did. You were a big naysayer for the world of online dating. I love her for that, but she's come around.
Oh yeah,
40 million people. Yeah, 40 million people in the States use it every day. Do some sort of online checking out, dating, whatever. And some of you guys that are listening to this know this, that, you know, there's people out there that pretend to be something that they're not. And
right.
And you and I've talked about it, gosh, and there are people that you meet in a bar that are pretending to be something that they're not, right? So online dating gets a bad rap, but it happens. People put on their Friday or Saturday night best and go out to the bars. Oh, yes. You and I talked about this, about a mutual person we both know. He said, oh, I own this store and own this store. And really, he worked for his dad. Remember, his dad owned this store, you know?
Right.
So how do you not get angry and bitter, right? How do you do that? Because being angry and bitter is not who we really are. Who we really are is full of love and joy from God, or a higher power, however you see that, from the angels. So how do you do that, right? Do you say, okay, today I'm going to wake up, I'm going to be the best version of myself, and then do that, right? And then you look at, I do something personal development, like a lot of times I'll look at a video about rescue animals or Grant Cardone or Jake Ducey, you know, law of attraction. So is that some way that you can do it? So when you're, you know, picking up the phone and you're talking to a guy, or you're meeting somebody, you know, a little later with a bunch of friends, and you're not saying, is he for real? I mean, or if you're a guy and you're looking at a woman, is she for real? How do you conquer that? How do you come from truth? How do you be happy and live in truth? How do you do that? I just get two things. Personal development is key for me. I know you read the Bible. That's key for you.
I think also it like ties in when things don't go right, and, you know, and, like we've talked about battling depression and how you start over again. You know, it's just that whole adage, you know, thank God every day is a new day. You know, you can thank God today's over and you get to wake up and start all over again. And, you know, you have 365 days that you can start over. And, you know, maybe you wake up one day and you start over and you make it 3 days, and then you're back and, you know, it's go back to your second day, but you didn't go back to that third day, the first day, you know, and you start all over again. And I think it starts with, like, what I was talking about, that believing in yourself again is also putting trust back in within you. And if you can build the trust within you, I'm finding, like, that I can trust me, that I'm sitting here, Amy, I took a shower, I got out of bed, I have a list of things to do, and now I'm starting to tackle them versus days I'm fighting my mental thoughts of, you know what, what's the point? I'm just going to lay in bed. There's no point in me doing this or that. And I really struggle to fight that, you know, get up and go walk. I don't want to walk because then I might meet people and they're going to ask me how I'm doing and I'm not doing well and I don't feel like faking it. And, you know, so then it's, I'm just going to stay home. I'm just going to stay inside. I'm not going to talk to anybody. I'm not going to answer my phone. I think when we go through, I'm going to say stages because I feel like I go through those stages in my life still today, less, more, you know, than other years in the past and probably here recently a little bit more often than here, you know, not long ago. So I think, but now that I'm doing things and seeing how my actions and my mind and my attitude and changing things within my own personal life, that I'm believing in my own self, that I'm instilling trust. You know, I've worked with Dr. Heidi Hoke, getting supplements because I don't want to be on medications for depressions and premenopausal. I am, you know, I'm a whole lot closer to 50 than I am 40 now. speaking with, you know, a colleague of Lori's, I mean, of Heidi, Lori Vick, helping me learn how to change my eating, because even with you, exercising and eating are huge in keeping your mind and body healthy and your thoughts. And if you're feeling good about yourself and, you know, you don't feel like you're lethargic or you're 500 pounds and can't get out of bed because you just feel that weight of your body because you're not putting things in your body that are good. And each day that I feel like I've been trying to press forward, I feel like that's what I'm doing. I'm trusting in me again. And I'm finding out that as I'm trusting in me again, I have a different outlook of when my kids come home and say, Mom, I'm going to go to my girlfriend's house, or I'm going to go to my boyfriend's house, or I'm going to go to my friend's house. I'm believing that that's what they're doing versus I think when I'm in my down and out depression, I doubt and I'm so pessimistic, like, is that really where you're going? Is that really what you're going to do? What are you lying? What are you holding? What do you, you know, and sometimes some people are just like that. The minute you say something, they have 57 negatives than what you're saying, and what you're saying is the truth. Which that leads me into how we believe in other people.
I'm going to go with that. I agree with you on that. So here's what I call that. It's like, welcome back to boot camp, right? And I was like, darn it, here I am again in boot camp. I had so many hours in boot camp times in boot camp, where I doubt I get pessimistic and questioning things that, I feel like I've got frequent flyer miles, okay? Anybody ever want to go to boot camp with me? Hey, I got enough frequent flyer miles for everybody here. But so that is some good stuff that you're sharing, believing in yourself. Here's another thing. And because I'm laying in bed last weekend, right? It's a holiday weekend. And I had a real challenge pop up. And I'm laying in bed, and, and my guy's beside me. He's sleeping. My dogs are sleeping. You know what that's like. Everybody's sleeping in the house, right? And I'm laying there, and I was like, wow, if this is what you call getting depressed, I don't really ever feel that too much. So I'm laying there. I said, man, I don't know how to resolve this. And so all of a sudden, I'm praying and meditating. When you pray, you ask. You meditate, you listen. And I'm going to cry. I'm going to say this. And I saw an angel and heard an angel said, Tree, you're not alone. It's going to be okay. And within a blink of an eye, I really felt much better. Now, meditating and praying, I've done my whole life, right? You know, because I've seen angels since the age of 3. But getting down and out, I've done that too. Not to the point I was, because I was like, man, I don't know how to fix this, right? And then you get stressed about it, you know? And maybe it's not about fixing it. Maybe it's just trusting, like you're saying, that the God of your understanding has your back, right? Your angels have your back, right? And I think that's so hard. And then I start getting mad. Have you ever gotten mad at a person or people? And you know, and so then I start judging them. They're just a big sack of poo, right? You know, whatever you want to call them.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, so, and so then I got this message, you need to start observing, quit judging. I was like, huh, who knew? And judging, I mean, you know, so I'm looking at my daughter. I was like, well, you know what? She hasn't called me. But what is she doing, right? She's busy. You know, she's just getting out of school, and she's busy, and she's coming home. And she did, you know, last weekend. But it's hard to do that because you want to judge. And then when you're judging, you really get mad at yourself, right? Because, you
right.
know, of whatever. And then you're sitting there late in bed, like, getting down and out. And I very rarely get like that. I just do. And then I was like, okay, where are you at now? Angels, are you up there playing your harps and not having time for me? Right? Man, awful. I'm listening to myself talk. And when I'm saying it to you. And then I say, wait a minute. And then I just heard it's going to be okay. And you want to know something? 24 hours later, what I had been worrying about for a whole month resolved itself. When I just turned it over, let go, I'm like, God, it's a harsh thing to do. Sounds easy when I'm saying it, doesn't it? But I don't know if you ever got mad at God. I get mad at God all the time. Do you get mad at God? I do. What are you up there? I mean, it must be nice to be that big, large and in charge, right?
I think I can challenge him, and then after a day or two, after he lets me just sort of kind of spin around, and he'll remind me who's in charge, and then I'm like, oh, I'm so glad you're in charge and not me. Yeah.
Yeah, he taps me on the shoulder, or the energy of God, because I think God's in all of us, taps me on the shoulder. I'm here. I'm like, really? Where you been?
Right.
Well,
yeah, or it's like that whole thing, like, are you done? Yeah, are you done? You know? Well,
yeah.
And just like what you're like talking about, and I know, and you know, like I said, we've known each other for so long, you mentioned that. It's like, you know, the friendship has built that. It's like, I'll get to those moments. And I think sometimes, like, God gets me there. And especially when I am down and out, that I start to be like, okay, I've been doing this for so long. And I think that's what happens. You know, you just get so tired sometimes, and you're not seeing, like, you know, I moved the couch. You can physically see that you moved your couch from one location to another. It's a physical thing that you can actually see and watch. But when you're doing things and working and you're not seeing the results, you know, happening, and yet you know that there are, sometimes it does catch up to you of what's the point? And that's
right?
The hurdle that I struggle with, right, that you sit there and go, man, I've been doing this for 8 years. What's the point now? But then it's, if you do stop and you associate, you, Tari, have been, other friends have been, like, and this is where, like, being a person in the world and the accountability that we each hold in each other's lives of reminding each other of, wait a minute, what do you mean you've been working for 8 years and you have nothing to show for it, or nothing's good come out? And, you know, that's where the communication or talking or listening to, you know, rather, you know, other shows or whatnot, reading books, that you're reminded of, oh my God, look at all of this has happened in 8 years. Or, you know what, I'm not there, and I'm definitely not there, and I'm here, and I'm still not where I want to be, but I'm definitely come a whole long way. And sometimes it is hard to stop and remember those days, or to stop and go, I'm still doing this and it's working, just because I don't see it. I don't see that I moved the couch from this side to that side, you know. And those are days I personally even struggle with, that I'm like, God, I don't even know, is this even working towards anything? Is anything going to come out of this? Those are hard days. And that's where trust comes in, trusting in ourselves, trusting in what we're doing, trusting in other people around us to help. Maybe it's just even believing with somebody, going, no, it's going to pay off. It's those phrases that we say to each other in the social realm, just even to strangers, maybe out and about, you know, having a drink at a bar, and someone tells you a story, and you go, man, that's great. It's going to pay off. Man, you're doing great. What do we really know? But we keep encouraging each other. And I think those are things that are important in helping us learn to still believe in others and around the world.
I agree with you. I really do. And I think that's super important to do. The other thing is we get so used to thinking a certain way, and we got to change that. You know, using Heidi, Lisa, or Lori, sorry, Heidi and Lori, the Bible, that's what you like to do. I know that, you know, for me, it's like, and I always remember this, if God's for me, who can be against me, right? And
exactly.
And as I said, I believe God's inside of me. But you've got to change your way of thinking, because if you thought that you're a victim and people are always out to get you, and, you know, we grow up in families that can teach us that. They teach us good stuff. They teach us not such good stuff. And how do you change your way of thinking? You know, how do you say, okay, I've got to make new, what do they call it, new neuron paths in our brain? Literally, that's what we do. I think it's what you do. You're like journaling, writing, praying, and meditating. I'm doing the same thing. And then you start forging a new path, right? So I'm going to think differently, right? You know, and that's so hard sometimes. I heard a story, I've told you this. This guy, he's homeless, right? He started his business, and he got a car, and it was a beat-up car. He goes, come to my front seat, sit in the front seat. He goes, that's my kitchen table. The back seat is the living room, and the back of the car, right, you know, it's the bedroom, right? But he would bring people in there, and, you know, and he said, what I was doing, I was realizing and forming new thoughts in my head that I could do this. I didn't have to be homeless. I got a car. And then now he has this big, beautiful home, and he makes thousands and thousands of dollars. But he said, I had to change my brain. I had to change my mindset. And I think that's what we have to do, right? And he said, I quit judging people. He goes, oh, they're bad because they have all this money. He goes, wow, they're good. I need to do what they're doing. I probably have a real bed by me, you know, and that kind of thing. And so, you know, and I feel that that's key. I mean, what do you think about that? Do you have to change your mindset? You know what I mean? Because trusting in people.
I think every day it's been these past couple months, I've been like it's an everyday thing of change my mindset. What is my mindset? And they focus on my mindset. Today I choose to, this is what I'm going to be thinking about and focus on and be grateful for and thankful for. And it's like almost another job sometimes for me. My days, as positive as I want to be, sometimes I have things that I worry about, I stress about, you know, like we've talked about, you know, I have two teenagers, I mean, 15 and 16. And some days it's like, am I just going to jump overboard or am I going to push them overboard? And then I have to remember, this is just a phase in all of our lives. And what is my role in here as their mom? You know, do we come, don't worry about it. Am I too lax? Am I doing a good job? Am I being too harsh on them? Do I, you know, pick your battles? Do I throw a fit about this one? Or is it that really big of a deal? It's a struggle. It is a daily struggle. And keeping my mindset of, to become like a psycho mom, you know, or then I worry like, oh my God, other moms are going to be like this and that. Then you're like, who cares? You know? So yeah,
right.
It's a constant, I got to be me and not worry about what other people think or say, or as a mom, as a woman, as an individual, as a friend. I think it's hard, but rewarding. If you can do it, I feel like I've had some really great days here after being sick. I think you and I talked about it. You actually pointed out about when I really go through some hard times or changes in my life, it's like in order for me to get rid of that negativity or the toxics within my soul, I get sick. I mean, here we've had some beautiful weather. We've had some crazy weather, but it's like I was sick for a week with like flu-like symptoms. And it was in those moments that I had to rest, and then yet I'm battling like I don't want to be in bed. This is not good for me to be in bed. And then it's I don't have the energy, and it's just like I was just literally like all forces were just coming against me saying, you're over here trying to get out of bed, but we need you to stay still so we can get this out of your body, or you can finally get rid of this and deal with it and face it and come to terms with it or heal it. I mean, all of that, I just feel like I was like all these forces, and yet I finally just had to get so sick that I can barely talk. I could barely, you know, get out of bed. My energy level, I couldn't even really eat. And here I feel fine. But when I look back, I'm like, God, what was that? That was, I mean, it just came on me like a Mack truck. And you're the one who like reminded me about it.
A lot of times we have things that we do when we detox from situations and or people, sometimes both. You know, and I read something the other day in personal development. It's actually really cool, and there was a higher part of us all that says, hey, it's time to take a fast from the world. Like sometimes we fast from food, sometimes we need to fast from the world. And I really truly believe that's what your body's doing. It's fasting from the detoxing from the situation, or you're fasting from the world. You know, maybe it's one person, maybe it's a group of people, but that's what we do. And our bodies never lie. They just don't. We can lie, right? We can not be truthful, but the bodies never do. And I truly believe, Amy, that your body protects you that way. You know what I mean? Especially because you're very sensitive to feelings and moods and depression, right? You don't live in depression anymore, but, you know, you visit every once in a while. I visit boot camp. Mm-hmm. That's your boot camp.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I'm laughing about it, but I'm not really. You understand. I get it.
Right.
And, you know, so you're fasting. That's what your body's doing. So stop, rest, fast. Amy G, let's do the fast. It's like, okay.
Right.
I'm going to bed
right
now.
And,
oh,
and then
God,
sometimes when you're
day.
Fighting it. Yeah, and I feel like sometimes when I'm fighting it and I'm like, you know, I'm looking at it as, oh my God, I'm feeling like these are signs of my depression. Okay, I gotta, you know, it's okay. Remember step one, just get up, take a shower. And if that's all you did today, that's, you did a lot, you know. And then yet my body's over here going, no, we just want to stay in bed, not worried about a shower. We got rid of this, and then I'll tell you to take a shower. So I do feel like we battle that in our own worlds of things that what we want to do, and then yet, you know, what the universe is wanting or needing us to do. And it goes back to, I'm trying to stay in control, like what we just talked about. I'm over here thinking, you know, I'll have my battles with God and be like, you know what, I'm not doing this. Just like I think I shared with you guys, or Tari, I know you and I have talked about it, where I'm like, I'm done. I signed off. I'm off of eHarmony, blah, 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 blah. You know, then there was another site that I signed up on, and it was like, boom, I'm talking to somebody. So it's like, it's funny when we think we're in control of things and our angels go, oh, are you done? And then it's like shows us exactly what we're wanting or needing, or like, okay, you can still believe and have trust. Not everyone is horrible, and this is not a horrible thing that you're doing, and just give it a little time and just enjoy it. And you're like, okay, fine.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
That happens to me a lot. Yeah. I'm always thinking, I'm in control. This is what I'm doing. This is how I'm going to do it. I don't care. And then, you know, the minute I think I have it all under control and I am on top, I am sitting on the throne, then it's like something happens and I'm like, interesting. All right, I guess I'm not in control, but okay, I like this. I'm going to roll with it. And that's what's so funny with, you know, God and our angels, that it's like the minute we think we don't want something and then it gets handed to us in a different form, we're like, oh, no, I really want this. I'm so guilty of that.
Yes. Me too. And it's true. And you know what? You gotta believe in yourself. You really do. And that sounds so easy when I'm saying it. Let me tell you something. Believing in yourself is when you know something's not right and you try to make it right, and you know you shouldn't do it, right?
Yep.
It's the hardest thing. Or when you look good at something and you're like, man, this is way too hard. How am I going to get it done? And you just stop, and you can't do that. You just got to proceed, go on. And I'll never forget this, any plan today is better than a perfect one tomorrow. Do you understand? So,
correct. And I really, truly, you know, if we're wrapping up a little bit, truly believe that believing in yourself also helps believe in others. And when you believe in others, it helps them believe in themselves. And I'm seeing that in my daily walk. And that was just sort of going to my decision. Now, that's also my role of, you know, even as a parent, I'm believing in my kids when they say, I'm going to do this. And I'm like, why am I sitting here thinking that they might not be doing this? Until they show me that they're not doing this, or, you know, until I find out that they're not doing this, I need to believe in them. And believing in them is helping them be reminded that their word is truth, and they need to be speaking the truth. And if they're speaking the truth, they're going to believe in themselves and honor themselves that they're speaking the truth, and they're being rewarded for that, as we all do, no matter at what age we get. We should, you know, feel good that our word is our word, and it's believed.
That's true. I get it. So we're running out of time, and I know it's we'll see you next Thursday, and you got some cool things to share with us, and you know what I'm talking about, a little secret that you can tell us as the time progresses. And you're like, what are you talking about, Tari? I'll tell you after the show. It's all good. But
and I got to believe in you. I'm like, okay, I got to believe you. Go and believe in yourself and do something that reminds you that you can trust you. And that is where I'm at this week and going into the weekend, of learning how I might not be able to trust everybody in the world right now, or I still might have some little doubts here and there, but I feel like I'm definitely on the journey to restoring that. I have faith in myself, and in doing that, I'm able to help others have faith in them.
There you go. So and remember, every once in a while, we all need a fast from people. So you always say, take a shower, and I'm going to say, eat your vegetables. Anyway, you guys,
yes.
Yeah, and eat your vegetables. Take care, everybody. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.